Welcome to the Functional Alignment Show, where I aim to functionally bring alignment into all aspects of your life. This show is a valuable resource for individuals seeking to optimize their health and well-being. Specializing in the fields of functional medicine, chiropractic, nutrition, and holistic wellness, this podcast is hosted by myself, Abby Borkowski, also known as Apples Eats on Instagram. The goal of this show is to offer insightful discussions and practical advice on achieving optimal health through a holistic approach. From addressing the root causes of stubborn health issues to exploring the latest research in functional medicine, this podcast offers a wide range of topics to empower listeners with the knowledge and tools to take control of their health. If you are ready to become functionally aligned, keep listening. Hey guys, so I wanted to come on today and talk about a topic that I mentioned in my Instagram post the other day, and I got quite a few people to swipe up to it and comment about kind of their confusion and just inquiring more about the post, I'd say. So I wanted to just come on and chat about that because I'm learning it currently in my functional medicine course, and I think it's a really important topic. I've seen it with a couple family members as well, with like over supplementing and everything and not knowing what to look for when taking supplements. So I think that this can be a really informative episode, just to kind of learn and take away from it. So basically, as the title says, the confusion around folic acid and the MTHFR gene. So I'll start with what is folate. Folate is one of the B vitamins. It is a water-soluble vitamin, meaning that any excess we kind of just pee it out. So it's not fat-soluble, so it doesn't store in the body. You just get rid of it if there's any excess. And then it's B9 specifically. So folate has, you'll hear of folic acid. And that is a very common like prenatal vitamin that you hear of typically. However, folic acid is the synthetic form, the fake form of folate. So I'll get into it, but essentially the body has a really tough time converting this into the active form, which is methylfolate. And this is due to a methylation pattern, which is just think of it like in a really like a simple version, a methylation pattern is just converting one thing to another thing. So just changing it, and you just need a couple cofactors, meaning you just need a couple things to help it along the road. So that's basically what it is. So in order to have folic acid, the synthetic form, be changed to its active form, which would be methylfolate, it needs to be converted to that by a specific enzyme, which is known as the MTHFR enzyme. It's also a gene is known as an enzyme as well. So if you hear the buzz around the MTHFR gene, think of it as an enzyme. Again, an enzyme allows things to be converted. It speeds up that process of the conversion of one thing into another thing. And our body's always converting things. So I just went over what folate was. It's a B vitamin. You have the synthetic form known as folic acid, and then you also have the activated form, which is known as methylfolate. And then secondly, what is the MTHFR gene? The MTHFR gene, also known as an enzyme, helps to control the processes of methylation, which is the conversion of one thing to another thing. And this also involves a lot of cofactors, meaning like magnesium, all these different elements, and everything else goes into it. So it's a really complex picture. I'm just kind of talking about just one specific thing, but I could go into multiple different avenues about this. But this is just kind of, I would just want to talk about folic acid. But in order to understand why folic acid is harmful, you have to understand why this MTHFR gene as well, okay? So why this is so important is because 70% of the population has a mutation in this MTHFR gene, and that doesn't allow us to then convert a synthetic form of something into an active form of something, because that is called methylation process, and our methylation is broken if we have a mutation in this, most likely. and 70% of the population does have a mutation in this, it doesn't mean that your body is broken. It just means that the body is not as efficient in converting things, which is totally okay. Like, I probably have it myself, and I know that, like, my dad has it. Like, he's diagnosed with it, so I know that I most likely have it because I probably inherited it from him. But again, genetics, just like they load the gun, but your epigenetics, your environment pull the trigger. So I haven't had any of the symptoms really ever show up because I try and control my environment, what I eat, my chemicals, my, you know, everything around me. I try and control as best as possible so that this gene doesn't show up in a negative way. So that's kind of how your epigenetics, you can control your environment and you can control how your genes are expressed, basically. So I have this disposition, and if I were to, you know, eat fast food, an ultra processed diet, drink a lot, all of that, I probably would have the negative symptoms, which when I was younger, I definitely did. I showed up as rashes on me. I used to break out really easily, have a lot of acne. So again, if you're deficient in this, it can really show up as like skin issues, gut issues, psoriasis, eczema, all of that, acne, the list goes on and on, even like mood disorders, because neurotransmitters are really closely tied into this gene methylation process as well. So then going kind of back to where I was, so I don't get too off tangent, but these gene mutations in this MTHFR gene, again, are very common, which is why you need to check your supplements and throw out any supplements that say folic acid on them right now, because most likely the body can't convert that folic acid into, again, the active form, which then works in the body, known as methylfolate. Because of the defective gene, the MTHFR gene, which is in 70% of the population. Now, some people, like, you know, just they're totally fine and this doesn't affect them, but most people it does affect them. So this is why this is really important. And again, look on your supplements. If you're taking a multivitamin, if you're taking a B vitamin, you want to make sure that the B9, the folate, you want to make sure the form is methylfolate. That means it's already methylated. It's already its active form. You really won't have many symptoms with that. But if your multivitamin or your B vitamin, your prenatal, anything like that says folic acid, you want to toss that and get a new one. Folic acid is a lot cheaper than the active form. So that's also another thing. If you're getting your supplements off Amazon, just really make sure you're looking at the quality and everything like that. So again, the alternatives to the folic acid, I'm not saying that B9 is bad. B9 is amazing. We need it, but you can get it through food. You can get it through red meat. You can get it through proteins. You can get it through, leafy greens. You can also get it through the supplement methylfolate. You just don't want folic acid, because again, that buildup of it can cause histamine, elevated histamine, which again, when you have elevated histamine, that can present as, like you hear of histamine intolerance, all of that, mast cell activation, allergic responses. Histamine kind of shows up as that rash. It presents on the skin with like the redness. That's where you get the eczema and all of that stuff, because you have so much histamine or homocysteine, sorry. So I'm talking about homocysteine specifically with the buildup in the folic acid. So if you're worried that like maybe you've been taking folic acid and you want to get a quick test done, get homocysteine done, blood marker levels, that's a great way to start, just to tell if you're really high in that, maybe your methylation's not working properly. We need to work on that and everything. So this was just kind of a really short episode, but I wanted to just talk about why I said that folic acid nobody should be taking it. You shouldn't be taking it in your food or anything like that, because it's the synthetic form of it and our body can't methylate it into the active form to do its actual job, known as methylfolate. So again, just make sure you're looking out for folic acid. You don't want it in your supplements or anything like that. This also goes for B12. Just any of the B vitamins in your supplements, you want them to just be the methylated version, because that's the way that they'll work the best. And you won't get a buildup of it if you do have this gene mutation and or you have a poor methylation pattern. Again, these are some big words and I understand, but I just thought it would be important to kind of hop on here and talk about that, as You know, a lot of people, you're either prepping for pregnancy or you're just trying to take a multivitamin or you're taking a B vitamin. There's a lot of things to look out for. So just personal experience, I saw it with my dad. He was over supplementing a B vitamin and he was taking a folic acid. And he likes to just over supplement, but I'm trying to get him to be better about that. But he'll just read something online and then totally buy it. And that's what he did with folic acid and the B vitamin and the folic acid. And the B vitamin, it was taking like I forget the name. It was like cyanocobalamin or something like that. That's not the methylated version of the B12 vitamin. So he was taking like a double hit of folic acid and then this synthetic form of a B12 vitamin as well. And he developed such a bad rash of eczema on his back that it was disgusting. Like he couldn't even take off his shirt. And, I remember when he showed me it in person because I went over there one night and he was like, Abby, I have to tell you something. You showed me it and I was like, you need to get off of these B vitamins right now. They're doing you more harm than good. And that's kind of where now he understands like this MTHFR gene mutation and how he has it. And with taking these synthetic forms of the supplements because, you know, they're cheaper, they're more appealing. That's what he did. And taking them, you know, your body accumulates this and it can't get rid of it. It can't pee it out. It can't get rid of it. It just stores it and it can present as a disease state then. So that was just kind of like a personal tidbit, clinical pearl right there. But again, if you have any questions about this topic, don't hesitate to reach out. It's always fun to kind of like learn new things. And again, just make sure you're looking at your supplements moving forward. And then again, this is just mostly just for educational purposes. I'm not trying to like diagnose anything on anybody, but it's just something to look out for. Again, there's a lot of genes in the world. This is just one specific gene and its role that a vitamin plays on it. So I hope you learned something in this episode, but that's all I have for today. And thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next one.